24-7.
Heather Duplessy Allen.
All right, back to Mark Riggle of Milford Asset Management. Mark, I'm sorry to have left you like that. Let's pick up where we left off, right? We were talking about how important it is to get to levels 2 and 1. I think I agree with you entirely, but I've been surprised at how well the share market has come back. What do you reckon?
Yeah, that's right. The share market, it is forward-looking. You have to remember that. And it's recovered some of those March losses on some degree of optimism that the worst is behind us. But the key is really to understand how long we'll be under some degree of lockdown whatsoever, and therefore the economy is going to be impaired. I think on that regard, it's telling this week that the tourism stocks of Air New Zealand and Auckland Airport didn't really react that positively to the news that you just mentioned of a potential trans-Tasman tourism bubble. And to a certain extent, that reflects that the news is already in the price. And investors more broadly, locally and globally, are starting to understand that the global economy is going to be impacted for some time to come, which increases uncertainty and lowers long-term growth estimates.
Yeah. Amidst all of this, are we seeing any evidence that some companies are successful in adjusting to this new reality?
Yes, there is some evidence on that front. So Kathmandu today said that their online sales in the last month were 2.5 to 3 times higher than what they saw a year ago. And their online sales a year ago were about 10% of their total. They're also planning to reopen physical stores. They've had some early trials in Queensland, and the sales numbers there are better than expected. It's likely, though, that those expectations were quite low. The company, remember, raised some capital about a month ago, which has given them some breathing room. So they've done everything right throughout this whole process, and the stock's been performing quite well since the capital raise, and indeed today. But there are still some big questions about the sustainability of that increase in online sales.
Yeah, fair enough. Mark, thank you so much. Really appreciate your patience. Mark Riggle, Milford Asset Management. It is 22-7.
Heather Duplessy Allen.